Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's funny what a big win, what a sigh of relief this night turned into, especially considering the first couple of innings. The Yankees' troubles with runners on, they were sort of multiplied. Continued in the first inning, Trent Grisham, a pop-up double to left center, perfect spot in the sunlight. It was in front of a sliding left fielder, and Spencer Steer couldn't handle it. Double for Grisham, but Brady Singer, tonight's starter for Cincinnati, Yankees very familiar with him from his time in Kansas City. Singer bounced back. He fanned Judge, he fanned Rice, both on the sinker. Wild pitch got Grisham to third, but Singer walked Stanton. Jazz waved at a slider, so 0 for 3 start tonight. Runners in scoring position in the Rice and Jazz strikeouts in particular after jumping ahead of the count 2-0 and 3-0 respectively. Freed, on the other hand, he returned serve, bottom of the first, two out single, Ellie De La Cruz, but put Tyler Stevenson in his place. Freed did, frozen with a fastball, inning over. Yankees, the door cracked open again. Top of the second inning, Jason Dominguez started a massive night. He belted a double off the center field wall. Anthony Volpe followed, a full count walk. Austin Wells grounded a first, should have been the first out of the inning, but Encarnacion Strand, the first baseman, threw high and wide to second, everyone safe. Bases loaded, no one out. Yankees left the door cracked. No breaking open, also no shutting. LeMahieu overmatched on a slider. Grisham, he fouled and banged an RBI single through the right side, made it 2-for-2, second hit in a couple of innings, and after that, Judge and Rice, both strikeout victims, keeping that door, you know, not open, not shut, but cracked. Singer, strike it out the side. First inning and second inning, bases loaded, nobody out, keeping the Yankees to just that one run. Freed, bottom two, his second and third strikeouts, bookending the inning in between, showing off his gold glove.
0-1 to Trevino, right-hand hitter. His pitch from Freed. Little chopper, left side. Freed off the mound like a cat, in his glove, out of his glove, throws off balance on one hop to Rice. They got him. What a play. On the third base side, Max Fried off the mound, cat quick, bobbled it and still recovered and threw in time to get the out.
Bobbled it, went and got it, and then fell down. And as he was going backwards and falling down, he threw a one-bounce pass to Ben Rice. Wow.
Extremely tough play. There's that athleticism. And Fried feeling it on the mound, a 1-0 Yankee lead into the third, where Giancarlo Stanton, he smoked a 111-mile-an-hour single to left field. It is Steer's glove, then it popped out, sort of like a snow cone losing all of its contents. And on the next pitch, Jazz Chisholm. Yankees with those runners in scoring position troubles the first couple of innings again tonight. They needed a decisive blow, and Jazz immediately making amends for last night. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Jazz struck out swinging, 2-2 pitch first time, and he hits a high fly ball, deep right field. This got a chance. That is going, going, goodbye. Oh, baby, that's 20 rows up. Home run, Jazz Chisholm, a two-run shot. And the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So Jazz unloading, hitting above 350 in his 20 games off the IL. 70% Jazz, as he called himself in that time off the IL. Bottom three, facing 8-9-1 with a 3-0 lead. Freed fielded another comebacker. Third base side, this time from Encarnacion Strand. And Freed, after fielding his position so well, more soft contact. Fly ball to left center from Santiago Espinal. A ground ball to first from TJ Friedel. And the Yankees still working long counts in back of Freed against Singer in the fourth inning. But Singer, a 1-2-3 in that fourth inning. Go to the home half. Freed allowed his second hit, a one-out dunked single by Ellie De La Cruz. The Reds had two hits at that stage, both by Ellie, who had himself a massive series here against the Yankees. Stevenson, after Ellie, grounded a third, put De La Cruz in scoring position with two away, and two strikes on Spencer Steer.
1-2, two out. De La Cruz at second to pitch. Fastball, hit down the third, fair ball. Jazz gathers, throws, got rid of it, way off, and Rice can't dig it out. And coming around to score is De La Cruz. Well, not a good throw. That'll be an E5 on Jazz.
unearned run there for Max Fried. 3-1 Yanks into the fifth after Fried wrapped up that inning, got Trevino on a soft ground ball to second base. Nothing more of it, and that was a lone run Fried would allow. Let's put quotes on allow tonight. Rice in the fifth, plunked. First pitch of the inning from Brady Singer, and more wildness after that. Stanton walking for a second time. Third time on base in five innings for Giancarlo Stanton. Jazz fly to center, one away. But Dominguez, he legged out an infield single to short, which loaded the bases for Anthony Volpe.
And here's a 3-2 to Volpe. The pitch, swung on, hit to center field. Tagging is Ben Rice. Friedel in deep right center field. Makes a catch. Rice, whoa, what happened? Now we late go to the plate, head first dive. He's in there. I saw him go back to tag up. And they appeal down to third, and he's good to go. That's a run scored. It's 4-1 Yankees.
Taking it back for a moment, Rice just making sure he touched up. And it turns out we talked with Susan. He touched up successfully twice there. So a no, but yes situation. And that's our insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.com. Well, struck out at a slider to end the fifth. Also the final out of Singer's night. A 4-1 Yankee lead with that insurance. Bottom five. Fried in that bottom of the fifth. Fifth strikeout. Blew another fastball by Rhys Hines. Then got a sinking liner to center. A nice play by Grisham racing in. Santiago Espinal. Two out, nobody on. He floated a ground rule double just fair down the line, but Fried didn't even have to throw another pitch to erase that runner on second.
Pickoff play. Wow, that's close. They got him. What a play. Max Fried to Anthony Volpe, and they pick off Espinal at second for the third out. Beautifully timed.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Top of the sixth inning, cruising along. Ian Jabeau on for his second straight day for Cincy, the right-hander. DJ LeMahieu greeted him. Base hit up the middle, and Grisham followed with his third hit. He pelted one to first off Encarnacion Strand's outstretched glove. So the Yankees immediately set up first and second, and Aaron Judge for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Pitch, swing on, a rocket down into the left field corner. DJ's going to walk home. Grisham in high speed. He's coming around the third. Going to get the stop sign. And a first RBI since June 10th for the captain. Aaron Judge rings the bell. It's 5-1 Yankees.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Stanton a grounder to short after Judge chased Grisham home. So two runs right there in the sixth inning. A 6-1 Yankee lead. And with Max Fried cruising, at that point you just sit back, relax a little bit, you know, pop a beverage, enjoy the show.
Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Strikeout number five for Max Fried. He is looking good. He's got the whole catalog working here tonight. And a pitch. Strike three call. Good frame job by Wells. McLean didn't like it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Fried. He's got six. His pitch swing on, popped up. Might be playable right side. Rice taking a look. He's on the track. Going to reach up. Makes the catch. Well done. An easy sixth inning for Max Fried. Strikeout swinging, looking, and a foul out.
And his best inning against the top of the order in that sixth inning. And Fried threw six strong for a 13th time in 17 starts this year. At least six for a 13th time in 17 starts. Seventh inning, top of the seventh. Jason Dominguez's third hit, a single off the lefty. Taylor Rogers. Dominguez promptly, he stole second. Then after a Volpe strikeout, Dominguez stole third. As well as watch ball four and put two runners on, so a couple of pop-ups ended up stranded.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The threat in that seventh inning, Stanton and Jazz. The Yankees did see something special in that inning, though. The continued emergence tonight and throughout the season of Jason Dominguez. Getting on base and using that electrifying speed. Three-hit night at that stage. 10 for his last 29 and up to 12 steals on the year. Bottom seven, Fried back out there. His first walk put Stevenson on, but got fly balls, easy fly balls from Steer and Trevino. Fried, last man in his way. Hines, who had struck out a couple of times already. Free just ran him over. Curveball, it took Hines' helmet off because the flailing swing lost the helmet. Strikeout number 7 for Max Fried, and now make it 4 starts for Fried of at least 7 innings of no earned runs this year. The only two others with at least 4 of those this year, Tarek Skubal and Nick Pivetta. Of course, Skubal, the guy Fried will compete toe-to-toe with for the AL Cy Young Award. 8th inning, Trent Grisham, a doubled off Connor Phillips, a righty, made it a 4-hit night. First of the year for Grisham, and the first in 5 years for Grisham. In the 9th inning, flash forward 1 inning, Jason Dominguez, a doubled off the lefty Brent Suter, his second hit from the right side tonight, by the way, also made it a 4-hit night. First career 4-hit night for Jason Dominguez, and both Grisham and Dominguez, those 4-hit nights with a pair of doubles, a pair of singles, and a pair of runs scored. Just huge nights in a big spot where this Yankee team desperately needed some offense. And Austin Wells made it 2 runs scored for the aforementioned Dominguez, or Grisham for that matter, because base hit to left in the 9th inning extended the Yankee lead to 7-1. For good measure, Dominguez, you want to talk the twos, the doubles, the singles, the runs scored, couple of steals in his 4-hit night. What a night, offensively, defensively, for Jason Dominguez. The Yankee bullpen masterful by Max Fried, wrapping up this win. Fernando Cruz struck out the side in the 8th. JT Brubaker, an easy 9th inning. Yankee pitching. Fried, between Fried and the bullpen, last 4 innings did not allow a Reds hit. So this was an easy, breezy cruiser for the Yankees, and they bounced back, salvage a game in this 3-game set in Cincinnati. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.